אתם עם SBS בעברית. שלום אוסטרליה, מועדים לשמחה. Israel has lost 105 COVID-19 patients in the last 3 days, with 19 people succumbing to the disease on Shabbat alone. The national death toll in the coronavirus pandemic now stands at 1,679. Of the 62,062 coronavirus test results received on Friday, 7,024 were found to be positive, an 11.8 infection rate that's slightly lower than the 15% of previous days. Rabbi Chaim Kavnesky, 92, considered a leading authority in the Lithuanian ultra-Orthodox community and with hundreds of thousands of followers, is infected with coronavirus. In the early days of the coronavirus, he was criticized for refusing to instruct his flock to close down yeshivot, claiming that canceling Torah study is more dangerous than the virus. However, for Yom Kippur, he ordered his followers to pray outdoors and to observe social distancing and wearing of masks. Over 1,500 yeshiva students of the Gur Hasidic sect have tested positive for COVID-19 after spending the high holidays together in the block's main study hall in Jerusalem. This represents 70% of a group that spent the holiday period in order to be close to the sect's leading rabbi, Yaakov Aryeh Alter. A number of prominent rabbis have begun to issue calls to obey coronavirus regulations amid a growing crisis amongst Israel's ultra-Orthodox. Haredim account for a disproportionate number of Israel's disastrous infection rate, close to 40% of new cases. The ultra-Orthodox make up 10% of Israel's population. On Thursday, President Reuven Rivlin made an emergency visit to a top ultra-Orthodox rabbi, Shalom Cohen, urging him to encourage his followers to obey COVID-19 restrictions. Criticism of the ultra-Orthodox community has been growing, with widespread reports showing some disregard lockdown restrictions during the high holiday season. TV reports have shown numerous large sukkot, capable of holding hundreds of people, being constructed in Jerusalem's ultra-Orthodox Mea Shearim neighborhood. Sukkot started on Friday evening. Prime Minister Netanyahu, in a conference call with Haredi MKs, along with the mayors of Jerusalem, Bnei Barak, Modi'in Elite, Betar Elite and Elad, all communities with majority Haredi populations, said that there will not be relief from restrictions to permit large gatherings in Sukkot and for Simchat Torah next weekend. The Health Ministry on Thursday issued a complex set of regulations relating to the spread of coronavirus during the Sukkot holiday. One rule, reportedly worked out between United Torah Judaism's MK Yaakov Asher and the ministry, designates Sukkot that are 50% open as outdoor spaces, in which up to 20 people are allowed to gather. This provision was castigated by the Israeli Association of Public Health Physicians, with commentators asserting that it makes a mockery of an earlier regulation restricting the use of sukkah to members of the family that owns it, with the threat of fines for violators. The holiday began without clarity on the issue. Police carried out an operation in the predominantly ultra-Orthodox city of Bnei Barak on Friday afternoon, in which more than 20 synagogues were forcibly closed down. Dozens of fines were issued to worshippers, as well as to businesses operating in contravention of regulations and people not wearing masks in public. In contrast, most synagogues across the country closed their doors for Yom Kippur, but instead held prayers on balconies and verandas, in tents and undershadings, in parks and back gardens, following guidelines to allow groups of no more than 20 together. Tourism Ministry Asaf Zamir of the Kahol Levan Party announced on Friday that he was resigning from the government after the passage of controversial legislation the previous day to restrict protests during the current coronavirus lockdown, and asserting that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is more concerned by his legal woes than the fight against COVID-19. Zamir wrote in a lengthy Facebook post, "I can no longer sit in a government in whose leader I haven't an iota of faith," in reference to Prime Minister Netanyahu. Zamir said he'd met earlier with Defence Minister Benny Gantz, the leader of Kahol Levan, to inform him of his decision. In interviews after Shabbat, Zamir clarified that he would remain a member of the Knesset and representing the party, but he would not participate in the government. He said he had complete faith in Benny Gantz. Defence Minister and alternative Prime Minister Benny Gantz appeared to set himself on a new collision path with Likud and Prime Minister Netanyahu on Friday, announcing that Kahol Levan would move immediately to make a permanent appointment to the post of state attorney, which has not been properly filled since December of last year. Gantz said, "We joined a government whose job it is to eradicate the coronavirus, not democracy or rule of law. If that is inconvenient to some, they are free to set a date for elections. Kahol Levan cannot appoint a new state attorney without Likud's agreement, but will attempt to set up the committee to begin the selection process." The provocative statement followed the Knesset's final approval late on Thursday of strict curbs on demonstrations during the COVID-19 lockdown, a restriction insisted upon by Likud and resisted by many in Kahol Levan amidst months of protests against Netanyahu. Police fined a group of protesters at an encampment near the Prime Minister's residence in Jerusalem on Friday evening, despite the activists renting a nearby apartment so as not to run afoul of the new regulation preventing them from gathering more than 1 kilometre from their home. The apartment was legally rented using a lawyer, and 5 people were named on the lease, 4 of whom were fined on Friday evening. Protest leader Amir Haskel said that the police officers refused to accept that the protesters were legally at the encampment. They were each fined 500 shekel, and police officers said they would return frequently to issue further penalties. Last night saw scenes of violence in Tel Aviv as protesters gathered throughout the city. The numbers in the streets made social distancing impossible. Police said that the demonstration was illegal and began arresting those with megaphones, causing a violent response from other demonstrators. There were at least 4 attacks on demonstrators by supporters of the Prime Minister last night in Tel Aviv, in Pardes Hana, in Haifa and in Jerusalem. Last month was the hottest September on record by a large margin. By contrast, Sukkot has seen a drop in temperature to a pleasant mid to high 20s. This is Peter Jones Pelach reporting from Jerusalem and wishing all our listeners Chag Sukkot Sameach, Moedim Lesimcha. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.